Salutations, Mets fans, and welcome to this week's edition of Mazin Avenue Audio, the official podcast of your SB Nation New York Mets site, Mazin Avenue. I'm your host, Jeffrey Paternostro, and once again with me this week is Greg Karam. Greg, Joe Maddon is a free agent, known for, among other things, a bunch of Tampa Bay Rays road trip dress-up days. So if you could organize a road trip dress-up day for the Mets, what would your theme be?
Well, I'd be in favor of anything that kind of fucks with Jeff Wilpon, having him dress up like Bernie Madoff or maybe a pregnant woman without a ring on their finger.
I feel like that's not going to happen, Greg. I think
No, but
that is unlikely.
That's unlikely, but you know, something cool. They've done this before.
They did the hockey sweater one, which was, if nothing else, gave Jason Bay a lifetime pass from me for wearing a Hartford Whalers sweater.
Yeah, I guess you were Hartford. You were a Whalers fan growing up.
I was, yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry about
they
that.
They left when I was 12 or 13, I think, around then.
Yeah,
I went to some games growing up, and that actually started my lifelong curse of always being sat in front of the drunkest, most annoying fan possible. It started at Whalers games, like in the nosebleed seats at the Hartford Civic Center. Just screaming drunk ladies or dudes.
Yeah, I imagine that would not be a great crowd, but
it doesn't happen so much in the scout section, but yeah. Every other, like any event, sporting or otherwise, that I go to like casually, it seems I've got some dipshit behind me at some point.
Yeah. First hockey game I ever went to was Devils Whalers. But
there you go.
Anyway, realistically, I don't know. I think something cool would be like having them dress up like Reservoir Dogs or something like that.
I thought about doing a Pulp Fiction one. I actually had a long, drawn out monologue where they all dressed up like different Doctor Who characters.
Okay.
With like, and I have a whole little spiel about whether DeGrom or Mejia would get Tom Baker because of the hair, or Paul McGann. They both had kind of long hair. But Greg, as a rule, I try not to get the audience immediately and viscerally angry at me within the first 5 minutes of the show.
Yeah.
By just going on a 5 minute long like Doctor Who aside.
Yeah.
So I watched the WWE pay-per-view this past weekend. I have the network. And I was thinking about, you know, Tim Burdack at spring training dressing up as Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
So I think, you know, being athletes and dudes, it's sort of like a classic pro wrestler thing. I think you draw like a little goatee on right and find him like a Austin 316 shirt and a big knee brace.
And that'd actually, be really
good. And the way the Mets' luck is going, he might already be in a knee brace. So by the time their first road trip comes around. So I think he'd be a good Stone Cold. I guess Wheeler's also probably bald enough that could work. But I like him as Hogan because he's very blonde and already has a receding hairline, which also works for Hogan. Maybe with Matt like Harvey as like Roddy Piper in the kilt, and
we get Duda to be maybe Big Boss Man or something like
that. I thought Andre the Giant.
Andre
like
the
in
Giant?
The full like singlet with the one shoulder.
Okay, yeah. That'd be good.
I had Mejia, Familia, and Flores. I think they're like all buddy-buddy. As the Freebirds, with Familia as Terry Gordy. Flores just needs to grow the mullet back, which I'm sure he can very easily. And of course, Terry Collins as Ric Flair with like a full sequin robe. And they're roughly the same age now at this point, I feel like, too. So
they are.
TC might be in better shape. It's tough to say. Flair's actually going to be in Springfield in like next month for a show. Him and Ricky Steamboat and a bunch of other forgotten faces. I'm thinking about going. I'm not going to lie.
It's tempting for you.
It is. I get my picture taken with Flair, Steamboat, and the big gold belt.
Be a keeper.
That's like a Facebook photo for like 6-8 months, I think. That's a winner. Don't try to find me on Facebook. I don't even really do anything on Facebook. I accidentally link things to Facebook that I mean to send to Twitter on occasion. That's pretty much the extent of my Facebook use at this point.
All right.
I think we need some mass dudes. So I'm thinking Dilson Herrera is Rey Mysterio because he's short.
Okay.
And of course, Anthony Recker as Billy Gunn as Mr. Ass. And as you may have guessed, Greg, and listening audience, this whole segment was just a pretense to end with a joke about Anthony Recker's butt. And that's how we kick off episode 91. I thought about titling the episode "It's All Downhill From Here, Folks." But in honor of Howard Johnson's second 30-30 season, we're going to go with the Hojo's Amazing Mustache Edition.
All right.
Because he did and does have quite an impressive mustache.
Yeah.
The music.
Still,
yeah,
still has it?
Oh, yeah. I saw him. He was on the staff.
He was in the minors in the Seattle organization.
Yeah, I saw him. He was on the Futures game staff at City last year. So I saw him there while the U.S. was taking batting practice. I think I also, he was doing an autograph signing at Hudson Valley for a game I was at. I think the end of that year. I'm trying to remember who the hell I saw pitch. Because that's how I sort of gauge. It wasn't a playoff game. That was the Mateo start. That was 2 years ago.
It's really impressive to maintain a mustache for that long. Getting so out of, it's very out of style, very out of fashion these days.
I think you have to be a baseball player to really pull it off.
That's fair.
Or in that kind of, you know, some sort of professional athlete where they're just not gonna, though, or be my, like, a very Italian 60, like my uncle has one. Like a 65-year-old Italian man.
Yeah,
you can, you can do that then.
That, yes, you can definitely pull that off.
So the agenda for episode 91. So Kevin Long was hired as Mets hitting coach, and Joe Maddon is available to manage. This almost qualifies as actual news. I guess the Kevin Long news does qualify as actual news, and we'll talk about it. We'll also continue the road to our Mason Avenue prospect list with a consideration of Gabriel Yanoa. I didn't see him this year, and neither did Greg. So we both watched his August 20th start against Erie on MLB TV. So just some video scouting. Fun will be had by all. And then we'll answer your emails. We, once again, have a lot of emails because there's still no baseball going on. Though it's Game 6 of the World Series. It could end tonight, and we're recording.
Yes.
I think they're saving Yusmeiro Petit for Game 7, so I feel safe so far.
I think they're going to have a quick hook on PV tonight.
You would hope so.
Yeah.
They didn't the first time around, and they probably should have then.
Yep.
We'll start with a discussion of field staff the Mets have hired and probably will not hire. As mentioned at the outset of the show, as a pretense for an Anthony Recker ass joke, Joe Maddon exercised an opt-out clause in his contract with the Rays and is now a hot free agent managerial candidate. Less than 2 hours, I think, after this happened, the Mets gave a very fast vote of confidence to Terry Collins after Jeff Wilpon spoke to John Heyman. Whether or not they're going to hire Maddon, I don't think that's going to happen. Is this something they should have done, the quick sort of... Did they have to go on the record, do you think?
Well, it's amusing because what else are you going to say to that question? I guess
I feel like there's other ways to answer the question that aren't like... Terry Collins is our manager for 2015. There are ways to massage it.
Yeah, I guess so. I just...
And why is Jeff Wilpon taking these phone calls? That's sort of like I'm bearing the lead here.
It is kind of ridiculous that he's texting the owner and the owner is responding to these kinds of things. He should probably just go...
I'm a John Heyman guy. He makes it work.
I know. I like Heyman. But... they should. There's nothing else you can say. I mean, it's not like they're bound and obligated to stick by that statement. So it's just there's only one right answer in that spot, and it's not that you're not going to say, you know, we're going to consider it. I mean, not in this market. Are you kidding me? Any market.
So.